here. Okay, as I was saying, we are up to King Tzidkiyahu, who made a promise. We mentioned last week that King Tzidkiyahu once saw Nebuchadnezzar eating a rabbit alive, and he promised he wouldn't tell anybody. And then he went to the Sanhedrin, and he was mater neder, which is against halacha. And why is it against halacha? Because it's against halacha, because if you make a vow to another person, then you can't go to a bezdin to annul it. If you look in the Siddur by Hataras Nedarim, it says that if you make a vow to another person, whether the person is Jewish or a goy, you cannot annul that vow. I'm just going to try to get rid of some noise in my house. Give me just 1 minute. We're going to try to remove noise. So, as we were saying, if you make a vow to a person, you cannot be mater neder. Now, King Tzidkiyahu had seen Nebuchadnezzar eating a rabbit alive, and he promised he wouldn't tell anybody, and then he couldn't control himself, and he was mater neder, which was against halacha. And concerning this, there's a pasuk in Eicha that says, Yeshvu la'oretz yidmu, they sat to the ground and they were silenced. Ziknei bas Zion, the elders of Zion. Amar Rebelozar altihi parashas nedarim kala beinecha. The laws of nedarim, of vows, take them seriously. Vows are very serious, and especially even though we have an idea of hataras nedarim, but hataras nedarim is only a vow between me and Hashem. But if it's a vow to another human being, whether he's a yid or a goy, you cannot be mater neder. Shal yidei parashas nedarim, because of a story of nedarim, of a vow that was broken. Nergu Sanhedri gedoyla shel Tzidkiyahu. The great Sanhedrin were all killed out. And now we're going to give the details of the story. Lefisha kishagalu Yechonya, when they exiled Yechonya, Yechonya was the second last king of Yehuda. And his father, Yehoyakim, had rebelled. And when Nebuchadnezzar came back to Babel, they said, what, this father rebelled and you made the son the king? So he went back and made his uncle the king, his uncle Tzidkiyahu, Lefisha Kshagolu Yechonya, Minohu HaMelech Nebuchadnezzar al-Chamisha Melochim. Nebuchadnezzar made the uncle, Yechonya's uncle, his name had been Matanya, and he changed his name to Tzidkiyahu, that Hashem should bring justice to you if you break your vow that you gave me. Lefi kishagolun Yechonya, when Yechonya was exiled, and Yechonya was exiled, and he was in exile, he was in prison, in a Babylonian prison for some 37 years, which we generally mention in the Megillah that Mordechai was exiled together with the exile of Yechonya, asher hagla mirushalayim hagaylo asher haglasa'im. Yechonya Melech Yehuda. So when Yechonya was exiled, Minohu HaMelech Nebuchadnezzar al-Chamisha Melochim. Nebuchadnezzar appointed the uncle Tzidkiyahu, he had been Matanya, and renamed the Tzidkiyahu, and he appointed him over five kings. Hadohu Diksiv, this is the meaning of the pasuk that says, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Vishilachtam, and you will send them to Melech Edoy, Melech Moyav, Melech Bnei Amin, Melech Tzair, and Melech Tzidon. So these were five kings who were under the jurisdiction of Tzidkiyahu by Nebuchadnezzar's instruction. Biyad Malochim Haboim Yerushalayim El Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda. This all came through messengers who were coming to Yerushalayim to Tzidkiyahu, and Tzidkiyahu was in charge of these five kings on behalf of Nebuchadnezzar. In fact, Tzidkiyahu had such a senior position with Nebuchadnezzar. He was able to enter and exit Nebuchadnezzar's private office. He had the private key. Without permission, he can come in whenever he wanted. Yom Echad, one day, only Legabei, he entered to King Nebuchadnezzar, the Ashkechei, and he found him, the Tolosh Besar Arneva, that he was pulling a piece of flesh off a Arnevas, a rabbit, and he was eating a piece of flesh while the rabbit was alive. And Tzidkiyahu gives him a look. What? What are you doing? And suddenly Nebuchadnezzar realized that this is not socially acceptable. And he realized that if Tzidkiyahu starts telling people what he did, it will not reflect good on me. Amar leis, he tells Tzidkiyahu, Ishtaba li, swear to me, then leis at mefarsim li, that you will not publicize what you saw. Don't tell anybody that you saw me eating a living rabbit. Vishtaba lei, and he swore to him. Ubamehish biyai, how did he make him swear? Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina says, b'mizbeach apnimi. And there was these five kings who were sitting before Nebuchadnezzar, before Tzidkiyahu, and they were basically trying to flatter Tzidkiyahu. And they were speaking against Nebuchadnezzar, and their goal was to get Tzidkiyahu to say a negative word about Nebuchadnezzar, and then they would get him in trouble. V'omri lei, and they were telling Tzidkiyahu, Nebuchadnezzar should not be the king of the Babylonian Empire. It would be more appropriate for you to be the head of the Babylonian Empire. You are a descendant of David. So you would be much more appropriate to run the Babylonian Empire than King Nebuchadnezzar. Now he listened and he thought they were on his side. He was foolish. He didn't realize they were just trying to get him to say something stupid. He suddenly said something negative on Nebuchadnezzar. The Amar, and he says, I saw him. You know, Nebuchadnezzar, you're asking, you're telling me Nebuchadnezzar isn't suitable to be a king. You know what I saw him do? I saw him tolish besar arnevav ochel. I saw him ripping a piece of rabbit and eating. Now, this is what these other kings were waiting for. They were waiting for him to give some juicy gossip against Nebuchadnezzar. Sholchu miyad, they sent a message immediately to Babylon, to Bavil. V'amru le'lemalka, and they tell the king, Hahu Yehuda, you know that Jew who you gave a senior position, that Jew Tzidkiyahu, to have a olil v'nofik b'li to shu, you gave him his private key to your office. He was able to enter and exit without permission, kadamach before you. Amar lon, you know what he told us? He told us, I saw Nebuchadnezzar, to have a tolish besar arneva. I saw Nebuchadnezzar ripping the flesh of a rabbit, v'ochel, and eating it. Hadod, iksiv, this is the meaning of the pasuk that says, Vayimroid Tzidkiyahu b'melech Bavel. Tzidkiyahu rebelled against the king of Bavel. Miyad bo v'yoshav b'dofni shel Antuchia. He went and sat in Antuchia, and he went close to Yerushalayim to meet the Sanhedrin. V'yotzu Sanhedri g'dayla l'krasi. King Nebuchadnezzar came to Antuchia, and the Sanhedrin went to meet him. Kivin Shirai, some he saw them, Shein Kulam b'nei Adam Shaltsuna. They were all very distinguished people, very special people. Gazar, King Nebuchadnezzar, decreed, V'haitzi lahem katadrois. He gave them fancy chairs, v'hishivan. Amar lohen, he tells him, Dir shun li es ha-toyra. Please, I'd like to study Torah. I'm impressed by the Jewish people. I want to study some Torah. Miyad ha-yukoyrin parsha. They were studying Torah from Bereshis, Noyach, Lech Lecha, every parsha, u'metargimin and oisem lefanav, and they would translate the Chumash to him. And he was a very good student, a diligent student, and they didn't realize what he's really looking is, what does the Torah say about oaths and vows? Kivin shigiyel parshas nedarim. So he did a lot of learning Chumash because he went from Bereshis till Parshas Matos, which is 80% through the Chumash. He came to Parshas Nedarim in Matos. Ishki either neder, a person makes a vow. Amar lahoin, so he asks them, Iboy lemeheder, if somebody makes a vow and he wants to back out, Yachil oilav, he can or he can't back out. Amru lai, so they said to him, Yeilechetzel chacham, he should go to a chacham. Umatir lais nidre, he could remove the vow. So Nebuchadnezzar starts inquiring, if you can remove a vow, even if it's to a private individual, and they tell him, no, a vow to a private individual you can't remove. But there is a concept of Ataras Nedarim. Amar lohem, Nebuchadnezzar says to the members of the Sanhedrin, Doime ani, it seems to me It seemed to me that you gave Tzidkiah permission to break the oath that he swore to me. And that's against halacha. So you guys are the Sanhedrin, and you broke the halacha. Miyad Gozar, immediately he decreed, till now he had been studying with them. He had been giving them a lot of respect. He suddenly decreed, V'hayridon la'oretz, and he lowered them to the ground. Hadohu diksiv, this is the meaning of the pasuk that says, Yeshvu la'oretz yidmu ziknei basiyin. They sat to the ground and they were silenced. They had nothing to say. Yes, they were wrong. They had permitted the vow. Hischilu maskirin schusei shel Avraham. They started mentioning Tashem. They knew they were in big trouble. The merit of Avraham, as it says, v'anoichi ofer v'efer. Avraham was ofer because he was almost trampled by the five kings, and he was efer. He was almost ashes when he was thrown into the furnace. Chagru sakim, they covered themselves with sackcloth. Hischilu maskirin schusei shel Yaakov. They started mentioning the merit of Yaakov. So they put ashes and earth on to get the merit of Avraham. They put sackcloth on for the merit of Yaakov. As it says by Yaakov, by Yosem Sak b'Mosnav, he put sack around his loins. Ma'osu, what did they do? What the Babylonians, the people of Babel, Nebuchadnezzar, what did he do to them? Koshru se'orom bizinvei suseim. They tied the hair of the members of the Sanhedrin to the tails of the horses. And they were having the horses run from Yerushalayim to Lud. And these members of the Sanhedrin were killed with a very cruel death by Nebuchadnezzar for permitting a vow against halacha. Hadohu diksiv, this is the meaning of the pasuk that says, Hayridu la'oretz ra'ishon b'sumis Yerushalayim. They put their head to the ground because they had nothing to say to justify themselves. Now back to another story of Nebuchadnezzar. We mentioned this last week, that there was a time that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream which Daniel interpreted that he would become insane and eat grass as a cow for 7 years. And this dream was interpreted by Daniel, who had interpreted multiple dreams of Nebuchadnezzar. So we have a Medrash Shmeis Rabbah. V'chein atamaitse b'Nebuchadnezzar. You find concerning King Nebuchadnezzar. Kesheroes hachaloim, when he saw this dream, which was interpreted about him eating grass for 7 years, nichnas Daniel etzlo, Daniel came into him. V'ro, and Daniel saw, shehu osid litordoi, that this dream is going to send him out of the kingdom, out of human beings, to insanity. Shenemar, as Daniel says to Nebuchadnezzar, it's going to banish you from people. Now, it's very hard to give such an interpretation to a king. Daniel made himself as if he is trembling. He's frightened. He can't give Nebuchadnezzar the details of the dream. Shenemar, as it says, Edayin at that time, Daniel, the Shmei Belshazzar, his name was Belshazzar. Nebuchadnezzar, when he brought the four special boys who were studying for a Babylonian, Nebuchadnezzar had taken four bright boys from every country. And from Yehuda, he took Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and he changed their name. He changed Daniel's name to Belshazzar because it was after Daniel was very bright, and he gave him the same name as his God, because his God is Baal. So Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, and he saw this dream, Eshtoimim Kishoachado. He was in shock for a moment. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to tell such a dream to Nebuchadnezzar? Omar Lois, and Nebuchadnezzar says to Daniel, Lama at mefached, why are you frightened? Tell me the dream, tell me the interpretation. Omar Lois, he tells him, Rayani Ashachalim, I see the dream. The Eini Yochel Amra, I can't say this dream. Omar Loi, Daniel says to him, Mori, my master, Chelma Lissana, this dream should go for your enemy. Upishre, and its interpretation, Lora, for your again enemy. Now, Mish, now, how do we translate this passage? Daniel says, the dream should happen to your enemy. Who is the biggest enemy of Nebuchadnezzar? The biggest enemy of Nebuchadnezzar is Hashem. Nebuchadnezzar hates Hashem, and Hashem is very disappointed in Nebuchadnezzar. So mi shedoyresh hamikro hazeh, whoever translates this pasuk literally, that Daniel says this dream should happen to your enemy, it sounds like Daniel is cursing Hashem. He's saying to Nebuchadnezzar, Mori, master, this dream should happen to your enemy. There's no one who hates Nebuchadnezzar more. There's no more hatred between anyone than between Nebuchadnezzar and Hashem. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Behegla is one of an exile, his children. Ve'oid, and furthermore. So who are Nebuchadnezzar's enemies? Enemy number one is Hashem, and enemy number two is every Jew. Ve'oid gam Yisrael hayu soinu. The Jewish people are his enemies. Ve'hayu mekalaleis, and Nebuchadnezzar is constantly cursing every Jew. So when Nebuchadnezzar, when Daniel says, this dream should happen to your enemies, is he suggesting that it should happen to Yidden, that it should happen to Hashem? How can Daniel say such a thing? Daniel suddenly said that what I'm saying now, I'm not referring to Daniel. I'm talking to Hashem. The Omar, and I said, Mori Shebashamayim. Daniel is saying, Master in heaven, have this dream fulfilled to this enemy, which means he's asking Hashem to have this dream fulfilled on Nebuchadnezzar, that Nebuchadnezzar should go insane and eat grass with the cows. Omar Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar starts telling Daniel the details of the dream. Ra'isi b'chalomi, I saw in my dream, b'ra'ilan b'goy. Ara, there's a tree on the ground, the mazin l'kulabe, it has food for everyone. Zemelech geizer gzeira, king can make decrees. So when we have this massive tree that refers to a powerful king who makes decrees, Seiger Hayam, he can close the sea. Hakel Mason, everybody who dies. Peseach Hayam, he opens the sea. Hakel Chaim, Lekach Mozin de Koilabe. Everybody's life is dependent on this king. Kivan Shamar Loi Hachaloim, when he's told him the dream. Amar Loi Moese, what should I do? Hey, Echat Meili Chaini, where are you going to take me? Omar Loi, so Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar, Lohei Malka, your majesty, Malki Yishbar Aloch, may my advice appear good to you. V'chatoch b'tzdoka proik, and redeem your sins through giving charity. You're gonna go insane for 7 years. You're gonna turn into a cow that eats grass. But if you want to save yourself, give charity. So Hashem says, what? You're giving Nebuchadnezzar an eitzah advice to give charity? Amar lo yakadosh baruch hu, Hashem says to Daniel, ani masarti es hatzdaka l'Avraham. The concept of tzedakah was given to Avraham. Shenemar ki leman yidatev asher yitzava. Hashem knows Avraham, that Avraham commands his children to give tzedakah. So the concept of tzedakah is for Yidden. You're telling a goy, an anti-Semite like Nebuchadnezzar, and you're telling him to give tzedakah? Ve'at oimer l'rosha, and you are saying to a wicked person, ve'chatoch b'tzedakah pruk, redeem your sins through tzedakah? How can you give advice to Nebuchadnezzar? And lo'omar l'Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar, asei tzedakah, do tzedakah, upsach oitzorecha, and open your treasures. Sheron Yisrael sheyotzu harumim Yerushalayim. He saw the Jews left Yerushalayim totally naked. Jews were penniless when they were exiled. V'layhaya biyadam shaveprutta. The Jews in Babylon, in the Babylonian exile, did not have 1 cent to their name. They were exiled penniless. And Daniel felt so bad for the Jewish people. And therefore, Daniel decided that even though I am giving Nebuchadnezzar advice that I shouldn't give him, I'm helping Nebuchadnezzar, I should better destroy him. But still, right now, Jews are in trouble. I have to help the Jews. Lekach omar loy, therefore Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, sheyah set tzedakah. Daniel advised Nebuchadnezzar to give tzedakah. as it says, Umiktas Yarachin Treyasar, at the end of months, at the end of 12 months, Shama Nebuchadnezzar Baskel, Nebuchadnezzar heard a heavenly voice, Shayu Misragshim, they were all getting, they were gathering, and the commentary say, Mis Asvin Ba'amula Varash, people were gathering with a lot of noise, people were coming. Every single day, Jewish people would get tzedakah, would get food and money from Nebuchadnezzar. And for 12 months, Jews were coming every day and getting money, which it's worth mentioning that the beginning of the exile of Babel, the economy situation of the Jews was terrible. During those 12 months, the situation of the Yidden improved tremendously. And suddenly Nebuchadnezzar hears all this noise. Omar, so Nebuchadnezzar says, Hakoyel hazeh meheichanu. Where is this noise coming from? Omru loy, they say to him, it's these poor people that you wanted to give a portion. It's already 12 months that the Jews are coming every day to your palace to get food, to get money. So Nebuchadnezzar says, what? My money is going to Jews? How can you do such a thing? Amar, he said, if I wouldn't have my wealth, that I have, how could I have built this whole Babylon in my honor? I built this amazing empire. It's all in my honor, and I need money for it. Shenemar, as it says, Ani Malka Amar, the king answered and said, Hali Dohi Babel Abso. This is the great kingdom of Babel. The Ano Benise Betake of Chasni. I built it with my strength. Viliyakar Hadri, and it's all to give me honor. The goal of the whole Babylonian empire is that I should become the most honorable person. And I need a lot of money for that. And I'm giving away all the money for charity. How can I do such a thing? It'll be the end of me if I give too much charity. If my money is gone, I have no glory anymore. I need glory, I need honor. So he says, no more. Don't give a Jew a cent. He closed the treasures. No more charity. Charity is no, forget about it. I don't give a cent anymore. Kivan Sha'omar Kach, when Nebuchadnezzar said this, that he's discontinuing all charity donations. Also, I say Baskel Min Hashamayim. A heavenly voice came out from heaven, as it says, Oid Milsa Pumalka Kol Min Shamayim, Nofal. A voice came from heaven. Me God, I'm Leilashim B'Shal B'Shnei Masar Chaydesh. Why did Nebuchadnezzar, even though he had a decree to be insane, to be eat grass like a cow, why did he have 12 months of tranquility? It was because of the tzedakah. If a wicked person like Nebuchadnezzar, and he gave tzedakah, he gets such great blessing, the tzedakah helped him so much. Yisrael, a Jew, gives tzedakah. Allah has kama v'kama. Think of how much a Jew will gain if he gives tzedakah. And this is the meaning of the pasuk, Shimru Mishpat Vasu Tzedakah. Guard justice and do tzedakah. Marshal La'adam Shenichnas L'Medina. There's a parable here. A person came into a city, to a country. Vishama Sheplait Mion Nasis. He heard that there's going to be a big royal party where the king is going to give out a lot of favors to people who deserve. And he's also going to give punishments to people who deserve. Holach v'shal luder. He asked a luder. A luder, the commentaries translate, ish gas, a very coarse person, shaydeid, a gangster, v'reitzeach b'nei adam, and a murderer of people. So he went and asked the criminal, Omar masai pleit mia nasis. When is this pleit mia happening? The pleit mia is the day that the king is going to give generous gifts to the good people and big punishments to criminals. Now this luder, for him, he's not looking forward to this because this luder is going to be in trouble. Amar loy, the luder says, well, it's far off. It's not happening so fast. And obviously the luder doesn't want it to happen because he's going to be in trouble. He asks somebody who's giving the gift and he says, it's very soon. Amar zel loy sho'alti, the luder, I asked the luder and he said, the gangster, the coarse person, I asked, and he said, Rechaykai. So he says, why do you think? Of course the luder says, Rechaykai. Does the luder want that the king should make plutmia to give gifts and punishments? The Luder, the gangster, the coarse person, the murderer, doesn't he know that the day of judgment, the king is going to kill him? Kach Yisrael, Shalu Yisrael, Bilam, Amos Itiya Yeshua. They asked Bilam, when is Mashiach coming? Omar Lohem, so Bilam says, Ashurenu, Erenu Veloyata. I see there will be a Mashiach, there'll be a Gula, but not now. Ashurenu, I see it. Veloy Karev, it's not close. Which interesting, Bilam says Mashiach is not close. Yeshayahu Anovi says, Ki Kroiva Yeshua Si Lovi. It's very close. Omar Lohem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to the guy, you ask Bilam? Zui Daitachem, is that your opinion to ask Bilam? Bilam is the wrong person to ask when Mashiach is coming. Einatem Yoidim, don't you know, Shasayv Bilam, Yoidim LeGehenim, Bilam, when Mashiach comes, Bilam is heading for Gehenim. Veinoi Reitze Shetava Yeshua. Bilam does not want salvation. The day of salvation, Bilam is headed to Gehenim. He doesn't want it. Ela Havidoyim El Avichem, you should better learn from Yaakov, the father of the Jewish people. Sheomar Yaakov says, Lishuos Haki Visi Hashem. I am yearning for salvation. Yaakov Avinu yearns for Yeshua, for Mashiach every day. Bilam doesn't want Mashiach, but Yaakov does. Safel li Yeshua, yearn for the salvation. Shehi Kreiva, because it's close. And the more you will yearn, the closer it comes. We say in Esemach David, that Esemach David, Avdecha Meiras Atzmiya, bring Mashiach. Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom. Because we are yearning, our yearning itself helps bring Mashiach. And that's why it says by Yeshayahu HaNavi, Ki kroivo Yeshua si lovi, that the salvation is coming very fast. So going back to Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar says he's against tzedakah. He's hoping, he says it's very far off, the day of judgment. And Nebuchadnezzar says it because he knows that the day of judgment, he's in big trouble. But Ayid is hoping for the day of judgment because he knows the day of judgment, he gets all good things. Now the Medrash Tanchuma asks, how does Daniel, who's a tzaddik, how does he give advice to somebody like Nebuchadnezzar, who's the enemy of Hashem? How does he give him advice to give tzedakah and save himself punishment for 12 months? Wouldn't it be better that Nebuchadnezzar get punished right away? So the Medrash Tanchuma Dalad says, V'chisale al daitecho, would it enter your mind, shed Doniel at tzaddik, that Doniel at tzaddik, koyamasi eitza kazul in Nebuchadnezzar, soinei shalmokim, would it enter your mind that Doniel would give such advice to Nebuchadnezzar, the enemy of Hashem? Elalefi shero es Yisrael, he saw the Yidin, shalefi shalfei goyla, he saw them exiled. Mitultolim dvuyim barov, they are starving, they're suffering famine. So because Daniel feels for the suffering Jews, lefichach hisiyoy eitzah kazu benachmanusi aleihem. Daniel advised Nebuchadnezzar to give tzedakah because of his great mercy on the Jews who were starving. And he knew that Nebuchadnezzar is not going to give tzedakah for too long. He knew that Nebuchadnezzar, his essence will come out, and someday he'll get all frustrated, how dare I give money to Jews. He knew. In the end, he'll be negative to them. He'll get frustrated that he's giving money. This wicked man opened his treasures and he gave abundant charity to Jewish people for 12 months. They were giving tzedakah. All Jews were eligible to get tzedakah, the starving Jews, for Shnei Masar Chayder, for 12 months. La'achar Shnei Masar Chaydesh, after 12 months, Shachachay Seirashas HaChalayim, this wicked Nebuchadnezzar forgot the dream. Behischil Etayin Alpaltein Inshalayim, he was walking on the roof of his palace. Shamar Kol HaMayin Tzakas Aniyim Lefnei Eitz Reisam, he heard the shouts of the poor people by the treasures. Omar Labodov, he said to his servants, Ma Kol Zesh Anishemeya, what is this voice? It's so noisy. What is the noise that I hear? Omru Lois, his servant said, that's Haniyim Shehiglesa. These are the poor people that you exiled, these poor Jews. Tovim Parnasasim, they're coming in demanding money. Every day you give them food, every day you give them money, and they want, they're demanding it. You're getting very aggressive. They're getting very demanding. Miyad nichnas bay ayin ra. Suddenly he had a bad eye, a jealous eye. What? I'm giving money to Jews? Ani malka v'amar. The king called out and he said, Halido hi bovel abasa. This is the great Babylonian empire. De'ano benisin abeis malchu. I built this empire. Bitkuf chisni, with my strength and liyakar hadri, and for my glory. Amar, he said, how, if I give all the money to the Jews, how will I build Babel? If I wouldn't have all this money, how can I build such an amazing empire? He gave a commandment to discontinue no more charity. Not even 1 cent of his should go to a Jew. The word was still, and the king was still saying it. He's saying no more charity to Jews. Amar loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to King Nebuchadnezzar, Rasha, you wicked person, mi goram lecha shalva kol shnei mosar chaydash. How come you got 12 months of peace? Haloy HaTzedakos HaShasisa. It's in the merit of the tzedakah you gave. Uma umesayilam kach, if a guy gives tzedakah and he gets such great reward, his punishment is delayed. Yisrael alachas kama v'kama. Imagine what happens when a Jew gives tzedakah. Mekach ne'emar, that's why it says in a pasuk, Koy omar Hashem. Hashem says, Shimru mishpat vasu tzedakah. Guard justice and do charity. A medrash in Shir Hashirim Rabba, which starts, Amarti en lebetamar, I would go up in a date palm. Now, this is referring to the time that King Nebuchadnezzar made a decree that everybody has to bow to the idol. And there were three people who resisted the decree, three Jews, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They were thrown into the furnace and they came out alive. I think I've mentioned previously, Daniel obviously wouldn't serve the idol, but Daniel was sent on a mission by the king to Alexandria to bring some pigs. And there's a Gemara that says that there were three involved in the plan that Daniel should not be present. Daniel himself didn't want to be present because he was afraid that it says a pasuk, psili alikeim tisrafun ba'esh, you should burn idols. And Nebuchadnezzar had established Daniel as his god. He used to bow for Daniel. Daniel tried to discourage him from it. So Daniel was afraid that because it's a mitzvah to burn avodah zarah, if he gets thrown into the fire, he'll be burned. Nebuchadnezzar didn't want, he knew Daniel wouldn't bow down. And he didn't want people to say he burned his god. Hashem didn't want Daniel to be there because otherwise people would say they were saved in the merit of Daniel. Hashem wanted to show that even without Daniel, in the merit of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they'll be saved. But Hashem says, Amarti, I said, Shani mis'ala b'chala umakula. I was hoping that I would be elevated by the whole nation. I was hoping that all the Jewish people would refuse to serve to the idol. As he says in the commentary, Shekula tiktashmi, the whole Jew, I was hoping the entire Jewish nation would make a Kiddush Hashem, and it would be Bekedev Ha'ilam, the Ha'amim, all the nations would know. Jews did not serve to the idol. However, that's not what happened. In the end, there were three Jews who didn't bow to the idol. V'leinisan aleisi ela bochem, I was only uplifted by the three of you. I will hold its palms. Bisansina had a tmarasa kedeloy of the klum. This date palm, when he doesn't make fruit, he doesn't have any less branches. Kedeloy of the klum leprisa dehi avdom in tlasin lon in albanin. It has the same amount of branches. Whether there's more dates on the tree or less dates on the tree, it has the same amount of branches. A date palm has plenty of lulavim, whether it has fruit or not. Ovin Bar Chisri says, where we are, they call lulavim sansanim. So that's what it says now about these three people, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Beidayin at that time, Guvraya, Ilan, Kfisu, Misarba, Leim. They were arrested. They were taken into towards the fire with their very distinguished garments. We're going to see later that this decree happened on Shabbos, and it happened on Yom Kippur. And they were well dressed up. So they were with their nicest Shabbos and Yom Kippur clothing, as he says in the commentary, B'chol malbush ha'kvaydam, with all their fancy garments. Reb Yudin and Reb Huna were discussing the fancy garments. Reb Yudin says, B'gvilehin, which is their upper garment that covers the whole body. They were wearing a lot of garments. To go into the fire, normally you'd wear less garments. And Rav Huna says, B'meis keyin, even the malbush ha'kvayd, the most choshev ha'kvayd, the kapot, the shreimel, the gartel, any outer very important garment you have, covers the head, covers the body. Every extra garment that you wear for Shabbos, for Yom Kippur, they were wearing the most choshev and the most respectful garments they had. On that day that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah refused to bow to the idols, and King Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the fire, six amazing miracles happened. Number one, Saf HaKivshon, the furnace was underground, and it came to ground level. Number two, V'nifratz HaKivshon, the wall of the furnace opened up so everybody could see what's going on. Number three, V'nisrafu Arba Malchios, there were four of the groups of people who had thrown them into the fire. The fire was so hot that four of the groups, there were eight groups throwing them into the fire, and four of those groups got burned. So the fire was very bad, and yet Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah survived. V'nasa Nebuchadnezzar Amos Sarav. Nebuchadnezzar himself got burned, not burned to death, but he got many, many burns on his body. Nebuchadnezzar himself had many, many burns from that fire. V'hipilo horuach hasatzelam, a wind blew and took the idol and knocked it down to the ground. And number six, at the same moment that the wind knocked the idol to the ground, there were a lot of Jews in Bikas Dura who Nebuchadnezzar had killed. And Vehechya Yecheskel Mason Bikas Dura. The famous story of the dried out bones. And Yecheskel brought these bones back to life. And they then continued to live. That was the six miracles. The six miracles is number one, the furnace floated to the top. Number two, the wall of the furnace broke open. Number three, the people who threw Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah into the furnace got burned. Number four, Nebuchadnezzar got burned, not seriously, but he got burned. Number five, the wind broke the idol. And number six, Yecheskel brought the dead bones, the dry bones, to life. And now the Medrash goes on to say how we know about each of these six miracles. Saf HaKivshon, the furnace floated to the top. Minayin, where do we know this from? And Rabbi Yitzchak says from this pasuk, Adayin Nebuchadnezzar Malka. Tava, he was amazed. He got up with excitement and he says, I see four people. I threw three people in the furnace and I see four. And they're also Sharian, they're untied. I tied them up. I see them walking around in the furnace. And also, the appearance of the fourth one, I threw three people in. There's a fourth guy with it. He looks like Bar Elohim. Bar Elohim could be translated as an angel, or Bar Elohim could be translated as the son of Hashem. Now, it means the fourth one was a malach, as we'll soon see, the malach Gabriel. And how does Nebuchadnezzar know what a malach looks like? So he says, he brings from the Medrash Psikta Rabba, Nebuchadnezzar hikar pnei malach. Nebuchadnezzar knows what angels look like, because he was, when Sanhedrin brought his army around Yerushalayim and 185,000 officers died out on Pesach night, Nebuchadnezzar was one of these officers who survived. And he saw these angels who were killing the people of the Sanhedrin's army. So he knew what angels look like. Reb Pinchas, in the name of Reb Ruvain, says, at that time, the Malach Michael came, Ustaray al Piv. The Malach slapped him in his face, Nebuchadnezzar, because he said, the fourth one looks like the Son of God. Amar Irosha, you wicked man, Srucha, smelly wicked man. Body slave. God has a son? What do you mean the son of God? God has no children. God has no biological children. Chazoid v'yosev milam. Retract and take back your words. How dare you suggest God has a son? Chazar v'yosev milam. Nebuchadnezzar went back and retracted his words. Ani Nebuchadnezzar v'amar Nebuchadnezzar now said, v'dayin elikosh shlach b'reying sivkan. It doesn't say he sent his son. Elashlach malotei. Hashem sent angels. V'sheziv l'avdoi, and he saved his servants, the Yisach Salai, that relied on him. Amar Rabbi Ruvain, pritin mishaloi hoya. And the end of Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged that the malachim he saw were servants of God and not chas v'shalom, God's sons. God has no children. Then we said, Nifratz HaKivshon, the furnace broke open. How do we know this? It says in that time, Nebuchadnezzar came to the gate of the furnace and he called them. Hanani Mishael Bazaria, he had given them Babylonian names. Daniel's name was changed to Belshazzar. Hananiah was changed to Shadrach, Mishael to Meshach, and Azariah to Avadnego. And he calls them Shadrach, Meshach, Avadnego. Avdi the Elikoi law, the servants of the upper God. Come out. What do you mean come out? But it had been underneath. From here, we see that Nifratz HaKivshon, that the furnace broke open. Now we have Nisraf Arba Malchiyos, four of the kingdoms, four of the group that threw them into the furnace got burned. And how do we know this? Now, there's a medrash here, which has it at great length, but there's a medrash in Shmais Rabbah that says very much clearer how we know that four groups that threw him in the furnace died. And Ibn Nechemiah says, look how much Hashem loves the Jewish people. The malachim who are called Gibeirei Koyach HaYisodavarei, and Hashem has these malachim, Shaymanim LeYisrael. The malachim of Hashem are the guardian angels of the Jewish people. O mi heim, who are these malachim that guard the Jewish people? Michael and Gavriel. These are the two malachim. Shenemar, as it says, al chay mesayich Yerushalayim, on your walls, Yerushalayim, hifkadati shoimrim, I nominated guards. When Sancheriv came, so the malach Michael went and hit and destroyed Sancheriv's army. And Gavriel went and saved Hanani Mishael of Azariah. Why did it happen that Malach Michael was sent to save Sancheriv, to save the Jews from Sancheriv's army, and Gavriel saved them from Nebuchadnezzar? Why was this? And Latnoi Nosa Kodesh Baruch Hashem made conditions. Amosai, when did these conditions happen? When he wanted to save Avram Avinu, was thrown by Nimrod because of Terach's complaint into the furnace. So Michael and Gavriel said, "We want to go save him." So Hashem says, if one of you would be in the furnace, you could save him. But Avraham Avinu, he went because of his belief in Hashem. He went because of his dedication to Hashem. And therefore Hashem says, I'm not going to send a malach to save Avraham. I'm going to save him myself, as you have a pasuk. Ani Hashem asherei tzitzicha mi'or kastim. I am Hashem who took you out from the furnace. There wasn't an angel that Hashem sent to save Avraham. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were saved by an angel. The Jews in the days of Sancheriv were saved by an angel. But Avraham Avinu, when he was thrown into the furnace by Nimrod, by Ur Kasdim, Hashem himself saved him. Elo etin lochem zman. However, so the angel said, why not us? So Hashem says, I'll give you a time. Amos haiterdo asher niskaktim latzil lelekveitshmi. You should have honored him. You should have honored him for my name. So Michael, you'll get your chance to strike the camp of Ashur and save the Jews then. Gavriel, you'll get the chance to get the custom, the Babylonians. When Gavriel went to save Hanani Mishael of Azariah, he decreed a fire and it burned all those who threw them in. As it says, these people who threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Avadnego into the fire, which was Hanani Mishael of Azariah, they got burned. V'yei Shoimrim, some say, Arba Umes Mesusham. There were four groups of people from four different nations that died. As we see that first he mentions a certain group, names of groups, and later there's four names missing. Therefore, when they did come out alive, of the three people, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, there is the Hallel is Hashem, the short capital Tillim, which we say in Hallel, Huf Yud Zayin, Hallel is Hashem Kol Goyim. So Hallel is Hashem Kol Goyim was said by Mishael. Shabchu Kol Omim, all the nations should praise Hashem, was said by Mishael. Azariah says, Ki Gavar Aleinu Chaste. Then the Malach says, Ve'emes Hashem Li'olam. And Ve'emes Hashem Li'olam, that Hashem had promised Malach Gavriel that he'll be able to save people from Nebuchadnezzar. And he got a chance. And that's what it says, Apostle Vayehi B'Layelahu. And the Malach of Hashem came out, and all these people were drinking wine. Hashem sends to Sanhedrin, you sent messengers to curse Hashem, so I will send messengers to punish you and save the Jewish people. Then it says, V'tachas Kvaydei, under his glory. Yikad Yikaydei was burned, Ki Yikaydei, like fire burns. What does it mean, Tachas Kvaydei? So it means that the bodies were burned inside, but the garments remained intact. And why was this? The reason is because the kingdom of Asher, of Sanhedrin, they were descendants of Shem. It says of Bnei Shem, Elam Ashur Arpachshad. So Ashur was one of the sons of Shem. As it says, Bnei Shem, Elam Ba'ashur. So Avraham Avinu says, it says that Shem and Yefes, when Noach, after he left the table, and Noach drank wine and he got uncovered, and Shem and Yefes, without looking at Noach, took a garment and covered him. It says, Vayikhu, they took Bigdayim v'kisu ervas avim. They covered his nakedness. As it says, Vayikach Shem v'Yefes asimlo. So Hashem tells Michoel. Yep, so Hashem tells Michoel, leave the garments and the soul will be burned because they come from Shem, who respected garments. And that's why it says they got up in the morning, they were all dead. And that's the Pasuk, Labakotim, in the morning, I will destroy all the Rishoyim. The Yidden were saying, Halal, it was the night of Pesach. And they were frightened to say, because now Yerushalayim will be, they were afraid because they thought Yerushalayim is about to be destroyed. Sanhedrin's army is going to, they got up in the morning and they read Shema and they see that Sanhedrin's whole army had died. The next thing, then we're going to go back to the Medrash Shema Yisrabo about the six miracles that happened. And the next one is that Nebuchadnezzar himself got burned. And we know this because it says that Nebuchadnezzar says, the miracle that God did with me, that half my body got burned because I tried to hurt Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. But then he recovered. And the last one is Ipinlo HaRuach HaTzelem, which is going to be mentioned that that Ruach is the, this happened on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It's the extra neshama that a Yid gets on Shabbos, the extra tara that a Yid gets on Yom Kippur, and that causes both to blow down the tzelem and also to bring life to the Tchiyas HaMesim. Okay, I'm going to wish everyone Hatzlacha. We're going to stop now.